Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I do have a very good one for you today because no one is responsible for anything. It's not my fault. No one is to blame for anything. So we're going to cover this and I'm going to give you a bunch of examples for this today. Please, as always, like the video, subscribe to the channel. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry. And don't forget, just a couple days left to sign up for the Christmas card list, iSecretSanta.com. But let's get right into it. Dr. Marvin sent me this story, and it's absolutely fantastic. In Southwest Florida, there's a couple, kind of successful, the DeCaros. The DeCaros found their dream house. And the cool thing about this was that $1.7 million, so it wasn't a small house, nice in Florida, really nice. Well, they're communicating with their title company, and the title company's giving them instructions, and they're going back and forth. And they decide to send these people, you know, the money, okay? Only problem was the title company got hacked and they weren't communicating with the title company. They were communicating with the fraudsters. And the fraudsters came out and they're like, you know, title company's like, we didn't get the money. So we sent it to Truist Bank. Now think about this one. This didn't go to some far off land in some foreign country. It went to a Truist Bank here. And Truist Bank was like, hey, wait a second, we're not responsible for this. You are responsible for this. And Mr. Coleman is their lawyer, and I forgot his first name, but Mr. Coleman made up a great point in that he found a statute that if you are out and you're sending wire transfers to anybody, the bank account has to match the ownership that's on record. And this one didn't for Truist Bank, so it could be Ted. And again, no one's responsible. It's not our fault. You know, these people should have known that they weren't dealing with the title company. Isn't that ridiculous? The tide here is incredibly low. As I walk, I'm trying to walk up the dock. We never see the moss this low, guys. And to give you guys an idea of how steep it is today, you can see this. Isn't that crazy? It's just really, really low. So different. But right now, what we're seeing is the DeCaros are out all this money and they're trying to get it back. They got $900,000 of it back and now they have to sue Truist Bank to get their money back. But think about this. How would you know that you're not communicating with the bank? We should have known when we changed names. You should have known when the email was a little different. Who would know this? Okay? So that's the thing that's troubling is that you have things like this where the money gets sent to the wrong person and they're just hacking people and hoping for a payday like this, which was an absolute score. But here's the thing about the United States of America, and I've told you guys to have multiple bank accounts. You just can't go set up a bank account and not have ID and not have this thing be set up. Someone has to own that bank account. So who owns the bank account? Who are the people that walked in and set up that account? That would be my first question, because clearly somebody owns the account that's tied to the number that the DeCaro sent their money to. So we'll see what happens with this. But again, sign of the times with lawsuits like this and how everything is getting hacked and everybody's getting hacked. Oh, guys, this is just really incredible how low this is today. And then we got this guy out here working out, swimming out here, working his brains out. It's kind of crazy. So the next thing is there's a insurance company in Florida. Again, thank you, Dr. Marvin, because it's just crazy. But I want to make sure I get the insurance company's name right, because what they're doing is unbelievable. Have you ever gotten to a car accident, small fender bender, you know, whatever, nothing really major. And the insurance company says, you go and you meet the adjuster and he's like, hey, listen, Dan, I'm going to write you a check for $688 to get this fixed. How am I going to get my car fixed for $688? Well, you can get it fixed. You can cash the check or take it to one of our authorized, you know, contractors and, you know, collision companies, and they will fix it. Oh, okay. And one time I said, I need the money, took the money. Another time I took it back and I'm like, you guys are going to do this for $688. Oh yeah. That's what we get paid to do that. So I had him fix the old Prius for me once. Now, people's trust in Florida, they're suing homeowners right now because they went through Hurricane Ian a couple years ago. Now, keyword a couple years ago. And what they're upset about, this guy splashed away. What they're upset about right now is that people were sick and tired of waiting, having plastic on the roof after the hurricane, being exposed to the elements, not having things fixed up, just damaged. So they just went out and hired people to get it fixed. No. You have to wait and use our authorized contractors. That's what you agreed to when you have our insurance. So they're suing these people now for this. You can't go pick your own contractor and go do that. No, got to use our guys. They're authorized. We have hundreds and hundreds of authorized contractors that follow our requirements and will meet our strict, you know, performance and quality measures that we've set up. Wild. So again, wait. How long are you supposed to wait? What is reasonable to wait to getting your house fixed and your, you know, house back to order and a roof on the house? Do you just wait for another hurricane? It's like those poor people in Kentucky that we saw over the weekend, or excuse me, Tennessee over the weekend that just got taken out by a hurricane or a tornado, and it was seconds and their houses are gone. Cities are gone. Schools are gone. Roofs are destroyed. Okay, well, you guys should wait 2 or 3 years now to get those fixed. That's ridiculous right now. So CalPERS is the world's largest pension fund. There are millions of people that are members of CalPERS, and it's basically California's largest pension fund. They, you know, last year I covered this, they lost over $30 billion during the economic downturn, and last year started to advertise that. Well, okay, they have over 2,000 people working at CalPERS, working on making sure that they're making money. Well, clearly those people aren't doing a very good job because they're losing so much money and they're spending so much money on a yearly basis that it's concerning if they will have enough money to stay open. Read the story below. But if you have a pension, if you are one of these people that is expecting this to live on, and again, there are millions of people here in California that have this, you could have a real problem down the road. We've seen municipalities, if you've followed this channel for a while, we've seen pensions go out of business. We've seen people get letters to where, hey, listen, the police pension fund in this territory in England is only going to get, you know, 90% of their pension instead of the full 100%. It is dramatic, guys, absolutely dramatic. So this could affect a lot of people, but don't, Dan, they're never going to not pay us. Okay. Just like Social Security. I am telling you, people in their late 50s, like me, that are out there thinking that they're going to live on Social Security, you're kidding yourself right now. And you have to talk to these people. You have to talk to the bank about stuff like this. I just had someone write me about, I have a large check coming in and I'm really worried about, from the sale of a piece of property, how long they're going to hold it and can they just hold my money forever? No, they can't. Again, guys, if you get a check written to you in the United States and the bank is in the United States, realistically, it should take no more than 2 days for that check to clear on a worst case scenario. Now, let's just say it takes 3 days. Why would they need to hold that check for 2 weeks, 10 days? It's ridiculous, so they can work on your money. Well, that's in case it gets returned in. You don't know what happens. Sometimes they claw this money back. There's a lot of things you can do to verify a check, but don't let them do this to you right now. People had student loan forgiveness. Chase Bank, think about this. People were broke. People had just hundreds of dollars in their account, and then they got a student loan forgiveness check, which was like about $18,000. Chase Bank froze the account and won't let people get to the access. This is a very suspicious deposit that you got put into the account. Well, how is that suspicious, guys? How, again, communicate with your bank. Because one thing that we talked about over the weekend was the EIDL money. Think about this. Think about how ridiculous this is. People went out and got themselves in the second round. Look at this guy. Give this guy credit. He's been swimming up and down. People went out during the second round of PPP funding. Individuals and single LLCs could get this money. So people went out and got those loans. You had people that didn't basically ran their business with cash, sold at the swap meet, the flea market, things like that, did small online sales, and didn't have a traditional bank account. Maybe they used eBay, something like that, and didn't have a traditional bank account. They got large checks for their PPP loan, and Chime and different places held that money, and some of these people never got the funds. Well, again, I would reach out to these people and say, you can't let them do this to you. You've got to understand this. Well, they just don't, they think it's suspicious. Well, show them your loan documents, show them all this stuff. And again, keep records of this, because nobody wants to be responsible for any of this stuff. And it's crazy. But to sit there and be told that you have to wait years to get the authorized contractor to work on your house is nuts. Okay? How long is normal? The fact that you sent $1.7 million to the wrong place, and they're saying that they're not responsible for that when they got hacked. They had a hacking. It wasn't like somebody stole it and took it. The entire company got hacked, and these people fell victim. They were the biggest victims at $1.7 million. So let me know what you think about this. One of the dredgers coming by. It's really different when it's like this. Okay, it's very calm. Okay. Share your thoughts on all this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry is a famed cardiologist that decades ago lost over 70 pounds. Couldn't lose weight by exercise and dieting, low carb, low fat, couldn't do it. So what he determined was it had to be something else. Now what he found out, that it was gut health. And if you can fix your gut health, it will help you lose weight. It will get rid of food cravings. It will get rid of joint pain. It will help you sleep better. And all around, it made it so that he could keep the weight off. Now, if you go and watch his video, thenewgutfix.com/Dan, use the link below to get to this video. Just watch his video. It'll explain to you how he did it and what you can do, which is very simple, to lose weight, to get yourself in shape, and to get rid of your bloated stomach and all the joint pain. Take a look at this. But again, thenewgutfix.com/Dan. Use the link below to check this out. But so many people have tried so many different things. People don't want to exercise. People don't want to go to the gym. But if you eat right and cut certain things out, it'll make a huge difference. Check this out today. Use the link below and check it out right away. I love getting advice from rich people. And first one is Ray Dalio. Ray Dalio has a TikTok that got sent out to me where he's talking about never settle. And don't settle with the people around you. Don't settle with the job. You may have to do something temporarily, but constantly be moving towards where you want to be with work, with your personal life, with relationships, with money, with everything. And that is just such great advice. I wish you'd do more of these, because it was just really good. And it's below if you want to take a look at it. Ramit Sethi is a multimillionaire who does financial advice. He is talking about the homeownership myth and how it is a myth to own a home right now. I got to be honest with you guys. As I look around and we look at foreclosures and we look at different houses and things like that, I ask questions that everybody should ask. It's not smarter than anybody. I just ask the obvious. And who has the insurance now? Let me contact them. Let me see if they're gonna insure this house. But we can't answer that. We haven't made a decision if we'll reinsure that house after the sale goes through. Really? So think about this. The myth of home ownership is that you're going to save money. You're going to be getting yourself ready for retirement. And he mentioned San Francisco, which I think is a horrible example because I think it's a war zone. But you have, 36% of the people that are renting up there that make $200,000 a year. Now, people don't understand the hidden cost of owning a home, okay? And, give you an idea. If there's a plumbing problem, you're paying for it. Or you can call your landlord now and have them fix it. And yes, you can get, policies and different things to give you a warranty. But I have seen so many times lately that people have these and they're doing that. We just don't cover that. You've got to pay for this and we'll pay for that. So it's kind of like the dental insurance nightmare that I've heard a lot of people go through lately. But Share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, and let me know what you think about this. Grant Cardone, whether you love him or hate him, Grant Cardone has brought up such a great point. He was on a podcast and talking about how he has so many people in certain areas of his buildings that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. These people can afford to own a home. Why do they not own a home? Why do they rent from this guy? Well, because of convenience, because they don't have to deal with anything. It's a nice place. They get all the amenities and don't have to worry about any upkeep or any responsibility or insurance or anything like that. You pay the rent and that is it. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out right now because, you know, with the financial information of all these realtors where 45% of them cannot pay their rent themselves, you're going to see the story be told where the richest 5% of realtors make all the money. And you're going to have people that'll sell a house or two a year, but they're not making money doing this. They're not advertising. They're not really killing it out there. Okay? So it's going to come out. It's going to come to light with this. So share your thoughts on that and let me know what you think about that. But I personally am just blown away about that. We're also hearing about China. You know, China's the big our big foe, but they have a huge debt problem. And their GDP to debt is absolutely outrageous. And I sent an article that Thomas sent me about how China's completely upside down financially and spending so much of their money towards debt every year. As manufacturing and production goes down, China's going to have problems. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in 2024 if things are, you know, going to turn around and be good. Now, everybody, oh, they're going to lower interest rates, Dan, and you're going to have houses that are going to go from 900,000 to 1.4 million. If that happens, if they start to lower interest rates, it's going to make houses so unaffordable for the average person ever. Well, that's why you got to get in now, Dan, so that you can, you know, get yourself part of the American dream. No, I'm not buying it, guys. I think that this is an absolute trap. I think that home ownership right now, you have to get the right deal on anything. It's like buying a car right now. You can go buy a new car for $100,000. You can go buy one of these trucks for $100,000. You know, Lucid, look at this boat. Look at that thing. Lucid just lowered the price of their house. Yeah, must be nice. One thing that we've talked about in the past is certain retailers, online retailers, that, you know, when you get the wrong item sent to you, they just say, hey, don't worry about it, just keep it and we'll send you out a new one. Now it's been exposed. That was Wayfair that did that a lot. And we're learning this from Amazon, Target, Walmart Online is doing this. They don't want you to know, but they don't want you to talk about it. They don't want me to do this. But again, they don't want the responsibility of you sending it back and dealing with something broken, something that's unpackaged. They'd rather just lose the money because they do the math on it. It's only done a few times. So that's wild, guys. That is unbelievable that they do that. Now, think about this. Macy's, who I think is having trouble, okay? If you go to Macy's, it's a great place to be alone. Shop Macy's for the holiday season. Anyways, they just got a $6 billion buyout offer to take the company private. And this company wants to put a ton of money into an investment to rebuild Macy's. Now, other than Nordstrom's and other than Kohl's, who are the other retailers that have stock right now? I can't think of any other ones, guys, right now. So I think this is just the sign of the time. Sears is done, Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, on and on and on and on and on. You have these companies that are finished. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with this and how this plays out. But again, Christmas 2023 is going to be very telling when everything is said and done, because you're going to see a lot of people go out of business. And is Macy something that will survive? Is this a good thing for them? Who knows? I just think of retailers, the quality is decent, the stores are clean, it's fairly nice, but it'll be interesting to see if they can survive this or not. Let me know, share your thoughts on this. And it's nice, the boats are starting to come by. So let me know what you think about all this. Let's finish this video with these last couple stories. And the first one is, I've had a lot of heat the last 2 days where people have written me about PPP loans and EIDL loans and how you need to understand that if somebody went out of business during this time, you can't get blood from a rock. It's ridiculous, Dan, that you think that they should go after these people. I didn't say that. I said, they're coming after you, not me. I didn't get one of those loans, guys. But what I want you to understand is that you have an obligation. I don't care how small your business was, to keep diligent records of where you spent every dollar of that money, because that money was only supposed to be spent certain ways. If you went on vacation, bought a boat, did anything that wasn't right, and you can't prove exactly how that money was spent, you could be in serious trouble and they could come after you to collect it. Okay? Which leads to the last story, and that is the brand new law that comes out in 2024, the Corporate Transparency Act. Think about this. It used to be that people would say, hey man, start an LLC or you can remain private. Hey, let's start our LLC in Wyoming. And I had some jackass tell me that. Okay? No. Okay? The Corporate Transparency Act, as of January 24, is that you've got to report everybody's home address that's involved with your business that's connected to the company. Oh. So if they own more than 25%, it's got to be reported. And because of the FINRA, the Financial Crimes Act, okay, they're coming after these people and making it so that you will get fined, think about this, $500 a day up to $10,000 maximum if you don't have this reporting done properly. Now you can sit there and say, well, that's crazy. What it's going to do is make it so that people that have set up LLCs and just gotten money from far off lands, they're going to have to report everybody that was involved with the company, okay? So it's going to make it so that you just can't do this. Now, what it does also is that if you sell stuff at the swap meet or flea market or anything like that, you better have your records and you better be able to be dictate about this, because they're going to know your home address very soon, okay? So get ready for this, guys, because there's no more hiding from these people. And it's going to be very interesting, because there are 30 million businesses that are registered with this. 30 million, okay? You may work for one, you may own an LLC or a corporation, or it's, you know, an S corp, whatever. Talk to your financial advisor, because I'm not one, and find out exactly what's expected of you during this time. Look at this boat, getting this thing all set up and decked out. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And, you know, you want to get a hold of me? Hello at iAllegedly. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. The stories have been great lately, but nothing is better than your hometown stuff. When you get me stuff from the South, from New York, from Canada, people don't think that this stuff affects them. And Dr. Marvin sending me this story about the people with Truist Bank and sending the money to the wrong place and getting hacked, that's crazy. And again, they're not responsible. These people, the DeCaros, are out. Let me know what you think about all this. I will see you guys very soon.